We have the Wing Addicts here.
Yep.
They have a website, wingaddicts.com. They also have an app, and it has a wing locator in there. It has recipes.
I need that. Check the floor. There it is.
So we got Tommy, who doesn't have an official nickname, but we're going to call him Tube Sock Tommy.
Do you want to know why? Was when you were like 14? Or...
That's not really a cool nickname to have, really.
I just call him Tissue Tommy.
There's Wing Chef Ryan and Donnie the Cleaner. And we're taking your calls, 1-877-764-2535. Ron in New Haven.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was wondering, a question for the wing guys. You guys have been all over the place. Have you ever tried... Have you ever tried J. Timothy's wings over there in Plainville?
You were wondering how many times.
I said the first one.
Never heard of them.
No. Never heard of that.
Are they dirty wings?
Are they new?
Yeah.
J. Tim's
gets mentioned.
What do you think of the double fried dirty wings? What do you think of them?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Is this J. Timothy?
Let's talk about that. All right. So first, take us through the process, because we've had them on, and they had a great story about how this happened. Do you know the story?
Absolutely.
We know the story.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. So back in the
early 90s.
Early 90s, they had a softball team there that worked. Most of the people that worked there were on the softball team. And they'd come in after the games and eat wings. And they had a guy there, their old guy on the team who was like 30. and they called, his nickname was Dirt because he was old as dirt to the other kids.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And what he would do is when the wings would come out, he was so busy talking, running his mouth and telling stories that his wings always got cold.
Oh.
So he'd send them back and say, hey, can you warm these up? So they took the wings back in and they'd throw them in the fryer again and then resauce them a second time and bring them out. And they were better. And everybody started eating this guy's wings and saying, hey, can I have Dirt's wings? Can I get Dirt's wings? Can I get wings like Dirt? And so they called it the Dirt Wing.
That's amazing.
The double cooked, double sauced.
I get chills every time I hear that story.
Wow.
This is how great inventions happen.
Right? Yeah.
By accident.
Exactly. And it's funny because a lot of people call it Dirty Wings, but it's not. It's Dirt Wings.
Dirt Wings, right.
Dirt Wings.
Right.
Dirt Wings.
Right. Yeah, I must admit, when I first heard Dirt Wings, like somebody dropped them. There's a cigarette butt in mine. Who's eating these?
Yeah.
Right?
There's another cool wing story from a place called Hard Hat up in East Haven.
Hard Hat. Yeah, we've had them
we
too.
Know that. Yeah,
they do the Doob style wings.
Doob wings.
And they sauce them, fry them, sauce them, grill them, sauce them again. Right. Amazing.
Meanwhile, you get duped.
You get duped.
Go in and get the
duped. Exactly.
Paul in Wallingford.
Yes, sir. I have to say, as far as selection and taste and people, has to be the Dewdrop Inn in Derby.
Oh,
I know we call about it a lot.
They're great.
We have the best selection. The people are awesome, and the food is amazing, and I strongly recommend that you give it a try.
Their garlic parmesan is the first one I ever had that got me into it.
Yeah, no doubt. We've been to Dewdrop.
Garlic parm is to die for.
Yep. To live for.
Right.
You want I don't want to die for wings. Right. I love wings.
Dying for wings.
Yeah. Live
for wings.
If you want to die for some wings at Dewdrop, try their suicide wings. You have to sign a waiver, and you might die.
Oh, my God. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I know we've been to Dewdrop.
Have a great day.
You too, man.
Yeah.
But by the way, there's four callers right now on the line to talk about Dewdrop.
They all had a different flavor they wanted to mention, too.
Wow.
So I'd say, like, we're talking about the extensiveness of the menu. Like, they've all been there for a specific flavor at some point.
It's got, 130 flavors.
Yeah.
I think we did the suicide wing here. I think one of us did something wrong, and we had to do a suicide wing. As a punishment. I seem to recall that.
Yeah.
It could be a new political party.
Right.
Suicide wing.
I remember my tongue is still smooth.
Chris from Jersey, you're calling in Dewdrop as well.
Yeah. I like they have a new one called the Amazon, and I just wanted to check, does the little guy need a booster seat to reach the table?
Right, someone's calling you out, Don.
Yeah.
Wings stunt your growth.
Well, he's eating so much wings, it's compact to him.
Yeah, and he's right. It's that place, it just has a good vibe about it.
Right.
Jay from Dewdrop, I love him.
Yeah.
And I love the story of that because he took over a business that wasn't doing too well.
And turned it around.
And he turned it around. And really, it's a destination.
I remember there was one I didn't have the guts to try. It was called, it was like a peanut butter and jelly wing or something like that. Did you ever have
famous
that?
For that
dessert
one.
Wings. Yeah. Dessert wings.
How is that?
He has four or five dessert wing flavors.
Yeah.
He has s'mores wings. He has peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter fluff.
See, I'm a dessert purist.
Oh. Reese's cup.
I don't want to have dessert and meat.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
In the same bite.
But you know, obviously people are eating it, so obviously it must be good.
Well, the thing is that it's a naked wing. And I don't say that on air, but it's a naked wing. It's not seasoned. So when you're getting it, the chicken's very bland. So it's pretty much all the flavors of whatever's on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any salt you're getting. That. Yeah.
I'll do it.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. Because it works. It's like these flavors that you'd never in a million years want to try. And they were, we just went there and celebrated our 500th flavor, and we did a chocolate habanero. So it was a wing with chocolate melted over it.
It's like almost like a mole, right?
And it was delicious.
Yeah,
really?
Like a mole,
It looks gross.
Yeah, chocolate
sounds gross.
Everything. Yeah.
It was awesome.
But you know what I think? I think if I could have my favorite wing or some weirdo wing, I want to go with my favorite wing. Like, how often do I have them?
You can just have a couple to the side.
I'm not the guy you want to bring out with you.
Oh, I'll go.
Because I go to a restaurant, if I have a favorite dish, I get it all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't try different things.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm adventurous. Yeah.
I'm a problem.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Good. That's why you go with friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to spread your wings, Chad.
I got
to
spread my wings.
All right, now you're getting dirty.
How do you keep the ingredients? Because the Dewdrop is not a huge place.
No.
They have that, box refrigerator outside.
Good question.
How do you keep the ingredients for so many different
things? There's a wide variety here.
Yeah.
Now, for that, like I can actually, because I was being the chef, like you can say, a lot of their wing flavors, although they have so many, they're all simple combinations of different flavors that you wouldn't normally think of.
Huh.
So they keep all those ingredients, and as they order the wings, it's not like a sauce they have ready. They're making it fresh to order in the bowl.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's why it tastes so good.
That's amazing.
Yep.
It's all about quality. Fresh wings. Fresh ingredients into the bowls, tossed, served to you, and crazy, crazy flavors. I mean, their menu literally starts from regular wings, and it goes all the way to saying, like, ridiculous wings.
In a kitchen about one half the size of this studio.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Turn that out, right?
I mean, one of the smallest kitchens out there has got to be the Groggy Frog in Southington. And,
the Groggy Frog.
They have excellent, excellent wings.
There's a cheese they have.
In Southington.
Phil,
are you familiar with that?
It's a closet.
Definitely. It's a party. Every time you walk in, you feel like, wow, is it happy hour right now?
Phil is the Groggy Frog.
And it is.
The Wing Addicts are here, and Jerry in Southington's calling in the Groggy Frog. Hey.
Yes, Groggy Frog. It's in my hometown. Really good place to go. Loved going there when they had concert on the green on Wednesdays. Just go down there. They got a lot of good IP beers. Real good place.
Okay, what's your favorite wing there?
Yeah.
You know, I like the mild wing because, I just got that heartburn really bad.
You want the Pepto wing afterwards.
I get older. I don't know what's going on. I get older. Just, what's going on, you know?
Right.
Look for the Tums. But I like the mild wings there. Or just regular mild wings with the barbecue sauce on it. It's really good.
Just crush and snort Nexium.
Crush the Tums up right on top. Right. Garnish. Right.
There's some Nexium spread on there.
Put it on the fries.
They've been voted number one for a long time over there, you know. So and it's a nice little place, you know. It's even got a little outdoor area between the next building, where's Nana's Pizza there. It's really nice there.
Right.
Best dive bar in town. It's Groggy amazing.
Frog. Yeah,
it's that awesome. Sounds great.
Yeah, it's on Center Street. A lot of good stuff down in there. Really good.
No doubt. Great owners. The Montana's awesome people.
Oh, that
awesome.
Helps. It
I
really
think
helps.
They have discounts on their wings on Sundays for football.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
See, you can tell they're nice because football, you could charge extra.
Seriously, yeah. They're doing the right thing. Yeah.
Easily my favorite flavors there are probably the Hot Mess and Hollywood.
Hot Mess
Hot
Express.
Hot Mess.
Yep.
Hot Mess Express.
That, what's that?
Gotta try it.
Yeah, what's a Hot Mess Express?
It's good, man.
It is a mixture. It's named after one of their waitresses, Crystal. It's a Hot Mess.
I have a feeling.
All right, so it's not Hot Meth Express.
Hot Mess.
No.
Yes.
Hot Mess.
Let me a cook.
But then their other wing, Hollywood, is named after a guy that does acoustic karaoke on Monday nights.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they come up with different flavors all the time. They have like 80-something flavors on their menu.
80.
Right. Try the drunken bastard just threw out of here.
Jerry, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Jeremy in East Hampton.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good. The Wing Addicts are here.
Getting hungry.
What should they know?
Lakeview Restaurant in Coventry. They have a
excellent wings. They're not the little small things that you normally get.
I see surprise.
Places. Yes.
Is this surprise? Wow.
This he wins. Surprise.
We have an epiphany.
He wins the prize.
You haven't been there?
We've been to the Bidwell Tavern in Coventry. Well, we've never been there.
Uh-oh.
That got to try the Lakeview. It's not too far from the Bidwell.
Lakeview.
Right in the lake. It's
All right.
Well, before we get down to, in all due respect to Lakeview,
yeah,
is this just a place that serves wings, or is it a destination? Like, should I drive from there to East Hampton or wherever to get this?
Yeah, how many? They have multiple flavors on the menu, or is it just buffalo?
Yeah.
They have multiple flavors. My favorite is the garlic parmesan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, right on.
They have multiple flavors.
Okay, well, you know what, brother?
We have a place to go.
We have a Facebook community called the Wing Addicts Community. Go in there and tell us about it and take a picture of those wings and post them in there.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Cool.
All right, it's called Lakeview.
Yeah, Lakeview Restaurant in Coventry.
Restaurant.
And these are bigger wings, right? You
Coventry.
Said?
Coventry.
Yeah, they're big. They're pretty big. Wow. Now, they're bigger than normal. You get a lot of places.
Wow.
All right, this is interesting. Good for you,
nice.
Jeremy. Nice
awesome.
Job.
Good catch.
You called in one that they haven't been to yet.
Wow. A surprise.
Wow.
Nice.
I saw Tommy's face.
Right.
What? I didn't think this was going to happen. The Wing Addicts are in studio. WingAddicts.com is their website. Joe and Strafford, you're calling in Dewdrop. Hey. Which flavor?
Yeah, quick Dewdrop in story. The suicide wings. I ordered them. The waitress told me don't order them. The cook came out and said don't order them. Nobody could eat them. The plate came out. It looked like it was covered in roof tar.
Oh, no.
One bite was all I could do, and it basically dropped me to my knee. I'm serious. My stomach started contorting inside.
It gave me the hiccups.
Yeah. Yep.
Like wow. Instantaneous hiccups.
So, like, you should get on the toilet and position yourself before you take a piss.
It's going to come. Whoop. Be a different kind of drop.
It is the dew drop.
Different kind of duty.
The ring of fire.
Wow.
But seriously, what catches you off guard is you go to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings and get the hottest, and they're never hot.
Yeah.
Right.
These are suicide wings. If you can do it, good luck to you.
Yeah, so you had to sign the waiver?
And they won't let you take them to go.
No.
I had a whole plate. They wouldn't let me take them.
It's a lethal weapon. That's why.
Oh,
you can, like,
wow.
Throw it at, like, cars and make them explode.
I believe.
You melted the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to take them home and mix them with, like, 10 pounds of rice and maybe make it edible.
Yeah. When you eat a wing, it's so hot, all of a sudden you can hear better.
Yeah. But literally, wow. I had to go down on one knee and take a stand in 8 count.
I believe
it was that bad.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
One
wow.
bite.
Wow.
But other than that, it's a great place. The atmosphere, it's a real cool place. Been there a long time, I think.
Yeah, I like JLI.
Smooth.
He's good people.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, boys, good job.
Thank you, sir. The waitress says don't order them.
Right. Nah, then the cook comes out.
And the cook comes out. Right. Nah, don't do it.
Scott and Griswold, what's your wing pet peeve that you're calling in?
Calling about all these places that you order 8 wings, you get them, and it's basically 4 wings cut in half to make 8 pieces. Everybody is selling a half a wing and calling them a whole wing.
Right.
Okay.
Is that not some false advertisement or what?
Are you holding back a hit right now? Release, exhale.
On the other end, I would say Mohegan Sun's got the best wings.
Mohegan Sun?
Well, the whole place, sir.
Mohegan Sun. The bow and arrow at the Mohegan Sun.
Okay,
the wings are huge.
Right.
And they're awesome. They're big, huge wings. I like the Asian barbecue myself or the garlic parmesan.
Yeah.
They are awesome.
That seems to be like the number one flavor on here, garlic parmesan.
It is.
Yeah,
it's a big
parmesan
flavor.
Yeah. Or the Asian barbecue. It's really good, definitely.
Nice.
I was going to ask you if you were a drums or a flats guy, but I know the answer. You want the whole entire wing in your mouth at once.
That's it, yeah. Well, I don't care if you cut them in half, but don't sell me a half a wing for the, tell me it's a whole wing, because it's not.
Right.
They should just change it from 8 to 4 then, and then you'd be good?
Yeah, that's it, sure.
Okay, just checking.
So we're having a party, we're talking about wings, and you come and bitch and moan. How are you upset about food?
Well, he wants more wing.
And on a side note, let's go Brandon.
Gotcha.
All right, Scott. Of course, we got to make it all that. We're talking about wings here. Alex and Danbury.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, awesome.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I want to recommend TK's Wings in Danbury.
I knew
TK's.
That was coming.
Absolutely.
TK's? Yep.
TK's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
One of the OGs. Yeah, yep. they were probably the first restaurant in Connecticut to have an actual section on their menu for wings.
Nice.
Instead of just having an appetizer, it says wings and boom. So, yeah, Tom Kennedy over there, he started that.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How many years ago was that?
It was 93.
Was it three?
One or three.
So early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah.
He was one of the first or the first restaurant.
He was probably the first one that had wings as a section. The first person to serve wings in Connecticut was Archie Moores.
Wow.
Yep.
Is that right?
In New Haven.
Yeah, you're talking like 82, 83.
Wow.
And Alex, what do you order when you're there?
There's the Maui Wowie is good. It's like a honey mustard and then the Durkadactyl.
Durkadactyl?
Yeah. What is that?
You have to explain. Really crazy names. And they just stopped doing the birthday wings, too. Yeah.
What's a Durk
Everyone's
part?
Bringing, you know, the grandmothers in at 90 and taking the 90 wings for their birthday.
That's awesome.
I guess they had to stop that.
Yeah, it's what the Nana wings.
You need to try the tumbleweed and the ugly elf.
Tumbleweed?
Yeah.
I've been called that many times.
Tumbleweed is great. That's probably my favorite.
Freak week.
Ugly elf.
Ugly elf.
Do I need to know anything about this place, like go at a certain time or you're not going to get in or any of that stuff?
No.
No.
I think they have special prices on Tuesday.
Nice.
Yes.
Like 29 cents or something.
You have to wear pants.
Yep. Okay.
So you
pants and
yep.
Tuesdays.
Yeah. Let's make sure.
Pants.
Very good.
Pants are pants
Alex,
very important.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Great pick. Oh, we have another one for TK.
Yeah, they came in back-to-back. I was almost wondering if they were in the same vehicle.
Okay, oh,
John?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Good. So TK Wings, what do you order?
I get the Maui also. They're great. And the cool thing
Pass
is
the phone over to Alex.
Yeah, what's on the Maui? What's on the Maui? Like, what is the Maui?
Teriyaki and something else in it. But on the if you look on the menu, they actually tell you what the spices are on it.
Nice.
So you want to order like a jug of it for yourself to take home, you can do that.
Oh.
And it's pretty cool.
The bar.
I used to when, like, I was working down in Danbury, like, on Fridays when 84 is backed up. I'd swing in there for a couple hours and just, you know, get the wings. And like she was saying, before COVID, they had, you know, I came back from Nassau on my 50th birthday, and you get 50 free wings as long as you show your driver's license.
Really?
So, oh, yeah, it was good. Then they kind of adjusted it, you know, to, if you have, like, four friends, you can get the 50 wings or whatever, but... when they first started, it was like no matter what your age was, you got them any free wings.
Right.
So, but I guess with you know the shortage with the chicken and COVID,
if you're eating a lot of restaurants. John, thank you for calling.
Yeah, sounds great, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right,
thank you.
I got a lot of them. We could do this segment all day.
I wonder if we could get any blind rhino lovers or sliders. I mean, all the ones that have been said so far, totally expected those.
Right.
Those
are some of the big rhino.
Right. Well, we got to let you go, but we're going to have you back, and we're going to link up to wingaddicts.com. They have their own app.
Yeah.
And I like that they're positive about this. There are no bad wings.
Nope.
It's just everybody has their favorite. So, Tommy, flat or drumstick?
I'm a flats guy.
Wing Chef Ryan?
I like chicken.
That means the whole thing.
Put chicken in front of me.
Right.
Any shape.
Watch
size.
What happens.
Even a live one.
Watch what happens.
You do seem like a Blues Brothers four fried chicken kind of guy.
And a Coke. Yeah.
There is no bad part.
Right.
Give me the head, the claws, whatever.
The whole damn thing.
He takes a chicken by the leg, sticks it in his mouth, and just pulls it out.
Right. Even the feet are delicious.
Donnie the cleaner.
I lean towards flats, definitely.
Yeah.
Lean.
Yeah.
You're a leaner.
I'm a leaner.
You're a swing
flat.
State.
Right. Yeah, I like my drums. I mean, if you watch any one of our 260-something videos on our YouTube channel,
wow.
You can see me clean a wing different ways in pretty much every single video.
Wow.
AJ?
Flats.
Flats.
Yeah.
I'm a flats guy, too.
Yeah, I always feel weird eating the
You got to go
part.
Around like a corn on a
cob. And it makes me like realize, okay, this is part of an animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I freak out at that point. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I picture the bird all happy. And I'm like, oh, I'm a terrible person. Yeah. So flats. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the flats unless the drum has the thigh attached, and then that's the best piece.
Mm. You're a dirty boy.
I like the flats. I stick it in my mouth, and I pull it out, and the bone's clean.
Yep.
It's one swipe.
Right. Chaz the cleaner.
The cleaner. All right. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're linked up, and we'll have you back.
Big time.
It's the Wing Addicts.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.